here at Rosie on the House. A good Saturday morning to you this holiday season. One reason to be happy is the election's over, right? For better or for worse, who's ever getting in office, just having the election season done is reason to be happy. Woo! Man. Thank you for joining us.
The elections wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for one thing.
Just one?
Yeah.
What is it?
News coverage.
And you say that on the number one news coverage radio station in all of Arizona. We may get a phone call Monday. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, y'all, where we're talking water quality in a way that we're trying to cover it educationally, not sensationally, like you can see in other advertised mediums where people are trying to scare you into buying their particular piece of equipment. We were talking before the bottom of the hour break with Dave Crisman from All About Water. Dave, we've been mentioning your name and your company. We haven't once told people how they could get a hold of you. If they'd like to get a hold of you and talk in more detail about water treatment at their home, what number would you have them call?
That would be 480-892-7556. And Once again, 480-892-7556.
And the areas that you serve?
We service all of Maricopa County and pretty much the things around the valley that are attached to it, and some up in Pinal County. And then we also do the Prescott area.
Okay, very good. All About Water. The equipment y'all like and have represented for how many years?
Since 1980, we've been involved with the Eco product line. And it's pretty much the most advanced that's available. Good 20 years ahead of most of the other manufacturers that are out there.
And on Maricopa County, I know you've been here a long time, but a lot of people say that, and they don't realize Gila Bend's in Maricopa County, too.
I'm going to exclude Gila Bend.
Okay. We get calls. This is a between Phoenix and Tucson and Green Valley. We've got three stations that cover Gila Bend.
Now, we're located at Warner and Arizona Avenue in Chandler. And if you could draw a string 65 miles and go in a complete circle, we're dead center. So Arizona City, Casa Grande, you know, all of Florence, all the way out. We don't go to Globe of Miami, but we go to the places that are trying to reach to that. And we go to Rio Verde up on the north and Black Canyon City because that's kind of attached to us. And
yeah.
They have water problems and... Now it's a little easier to do on the way to Prescott.
Yeah, right. Right now that you're serving the Prescott Valley area. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that water equipment, first and foremost, needs to be certified. And then we get a lot of the alternative treatment methods that I'm asked about all the time. And I just when homeowners ask me that, I just hit them back with another question. Is it certified by the Water Quality Association? And if it's not, then I would tell you, don't spend the money. After certification, you were talking about the fact that you like the Eco brand of equipment because it's ahead of everybody. What we like about the Eco at our house is that it monitors itself. I love reading that little dial telling me what it's taken out of the water today, how much water I have ready for consumption, what the RO system is doing, when it's ready, when the little light goes to yellow, it tells me. So it's a monitored system.
Yes, it is. And it does. Today, we're able to do a little bit more than what you just described. You could be sitting here and your phone could go off by way of an app and notified you that you have a water leak. And you could actually shut your water off right from you sit or turn it back on when Harry gets out of the shower and says, hey, I got soap all over me.
Ah, okay. So increasing technologies in the world of water treatment. Let's see if we can get to a couple calls because the folks have been holding for a while. We'll go to Stephanie first, calling from Scottsdale. Miss Stephanie, thanks for calling Rosie on the House. Let me introduce you to Dave.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rosie.
Hello.
Hello.
My question is probably slightly off topic, but relating to something you said this morning.
Sure.
That I wanted your opinion on. My darling husband flushes out the hot water heater every year, And we had put on a water softener. Can we expect less sediment because of the water softener, or does it not affect it?
Oh, boy, he is a darling. If he drains your water heater once a year, he's a darling.
He is. He irons my clothes, too. That's how wonderful he is.
Wow.
Yep.
He's a keeper, Steph.
Well, I got him 50 years coming here next month, so I think I will keep him.
Well, it sounds excellent. Like you got him trained up right.
No, well, don't say that. He can hear you.
material buildup in water heaters.
Yeah, and what Stephanie mentioned there, that if you're flushing it, that means you're leaving the water pressure on. That's the only way to really drive the stuff that's at the bottom of the tank out of there. Draining it isn't going to get it done because there's nothing really to force it out. You will expect to see, from a sediment standpoint, significantly reduced. However, there's a lot of things that are growing in water heaters today that you could get a number of things that have nothing to do with the scale forming at the bottom of that. Some people will describe it as a gel, slimy-looking substance, and that's biofilm typically that's growing in water heaters.
Okay.
And they've actually come out. There are now water heater companies that have always said set your thermostat at 120. You know, the fire department will tell you, if you can melt instant coffee crystals in the hot water that comes out of your water heater, you've got it set too hot, which is about 100, the mid-120s. But that's changing. We're seeing a lot of people now come out and saying, no, that water heater's got to be set at 140. And it does set some hazards downstream in your home, particularly with children and grandchildren. But there's a lot of junk that will still grow at 120.
That's a fact, and that's what we've learned over the last 20 years as we've entered into this, you know, phenomenon of trying to save water and save energy. We created a whole bunch of other things and turned the water heaters into incubators for these pathogens that are there in the water that chlorine just can't really completely control and kill off. But turning that water heater back up to 140, 145, any of the plumbing companies, including ours, can add a device to the top of that water heater that gives you the mixing valve that brings it back down to a safe thing so that the person that talked about the coffee grounds, they'd be correct again.
Yeah.
But we have to start thinking in terms of whether we're setting the heat up or whether we're going to a tankless type water heater. That's the way to go.
Well, and you were talking to me on the phone last week just about all the other things we've done in the way of trying to save water and become more green. We're using low-flow faucets and shower heads and plumbing fixtures. And low-flowing the water actually takes away some of the cleaning activity of a high-pressure water system.
That is correct.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things we didn't have to think about in the past that now we are today. What you just described, if we go back, you know, 25, 30 years ago, you turned on the kitchen faucet, you were moving water at 3 to 5 gallons per minute. You know, we drove those down to like 1.8, 2, which is fine. But now these ones that you want to reach out and touch and magically the water comes
right
on, that's a half a gallon per minute. So we're not getting the velocity of water anymore that would be scrubbing the pipes. And we've created more host sites for these pathogens to grow on in those type of faucets.
More complicated guts
yeah.
of all of those parts.
Yeah. Convenience does create some other problems, it seems like.
Okay. That low flow dynamic of what the consequences that could have was something I never even entered my mind until we were talking about it just the other day. But the more I think about it, the more very real it is.
Yeah, and with some of the comfort type pump devices to keep, you know, hot water constantly there, so we're not wasting it down the drain, so we're not wasting water, not wasting energy. They're great, but we have to control that heat still to some way to get it up to a high enough temperature in the water heater where we're not turning that whole cold water return line and everything that comes in contact with for a growth loop.
Yeah, that was the other thing. The recirculating pumps that we've been talking to people about putting on keeps everything at that really at that 80 to 100 degree temperature that's really the dangerous temperature for.
It's ideal for the growth of these pathogens and organisms that we're talking about. We first started seeing them show up in our pre-filters on an RO, in a matter of days, it would just plug and seal off the pre-filter where the RO wasn't working. The people are like, well, there's something wrong with my RO. No, the RO actually did its job. And we started realizing every time we'd see this that they would have one of these devices where they had it teed to the kitchen sink. And so now we're pushing that water through from the water heater that they would have never seen in the RO if it was just on the cold water.
Yeah. Let me go back to Stephanie's question on the water heater just for a minute. When we go to a water softener on our home, do we go to a different type of anode rod, or is the standard anode rod okay?
Most people do not. It's okay. Soft water is a better conductor of electrolysis than the organisms that want to attack the water heater, so they will attack the anode rod quicker.
Okay.
And yes, there are anode rods that are much friendlier to soft water, so when the one does get changed out, they can expect that to attract much better, last longer, and not give off the odor as much.
In a water-softened system, the anode rod will deteriorate quicker.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so add that to your plumbing service routine if you have a whole house water-softening system. Let's see if we can get to Bill real quick, but I want to get back to some of the other confusing aspects of water treatment with you, especially when we start talking about salt and salt-free. But let's take Bill's question first. Bill, good morning. Calling from Mesa.
Morning to you. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
In school, we used to have to get the tap water, leave it out overnight before we put it into aquariums or fish bowls. And I have a faucet filter, and at night I fill up a pitcher and kind of set it on the counter and use that for my coffee the next morning. Is that no longer necessary? Or
I don't think it would be necessary, but if it makes you feel comfortable and more secure, I think that's okay.
Now, what that's doing, filling a pitcher of water and setting it out on the counter, it's letting the water off-gas. I mean, it's off-gassing the chlorine. It's actually allowing the water to settle out a little bit from the bigger floaties that may float to the bottom or not, but then you're open air exposing that same canister of water. I can remember a system y'all took care of us for in the White Mountains that the sulfur bacteria in the well was so heavy that the entire house smelled like sulfur. I mean, you couldn't pour a glass of water. You couldn't take a shower. I mean, the people living in the house that literally had to fill pitchers of water up the night before, let that sulfur off gas before they put those pitchers in the refrigerator for drinking water, or you would taste that sulfur. It was terrible. I want to talk a little bit about the equipment you mounted to that well to solve all that, because right now you go back to that house right now, it's like drinking crisp, clean, fresh mountain water like you think you'd be getting when you're up in the beautiful mountains, White Mountains of Arizona. We're here with Dave Crisman from All About Water, talking about water treatment and water quality. I do want to come back and touch on the confusion between salt and salt-free whole house water treatment systems when we get back.